Amar Ibn Hakim. Asik Lahordi, Loy Asik Lakshuri. Lakshuri Asik Lahordi. What does that mean? You have a wall, and I've leaned my beams on your wall. So the Gemara doesn't even say it. It's pshita that there's such a thing as a chazaka and tashmishin that the Gemara assumes you know. The machlokes here is if I have a chazaka to lean thin beams on your wall. So Rav Nachman says, "Lo yasek l'kshuri." I don't have a right to lean heavy beams. L'kshuri, yasek l'hordi. If I have a right to lean heavy beams, then I automatically have a right to do less. Rav Yosef Omer, Azik Lahordi, Azik Lakshuri. Rav Yosef says, no. Even if a smaller, you still have a right to a bigger. According to Rikidi Amri, even Rav Nachman says that. Omer Rav Nachman, Azik Lahordi, Azik Lakshuri. Which needs a hesber. Why, if you have a chazakah to lean lighter beams, you also have a chazakah to lean heavier beams? So it must be that that's a derech, that Chazal say, Allah Shana, Eno Adam Isaac Kinyin Lachatzoyen. If I buy from you the right to lean beams on your wall, I would already buy from you the right to lean even any beams. But there's beams. But luxury Azik Lahurdi. Amr Rav Nachman, Azik Lantifi, Azik Lashvichi. Azik Lashvichi, like Azik Lantifi. The same idea. If I have a chazaka that I have a right for my roof to drip down onto your property, I get such a chazaka. And then if I want, I could do it with leaders and gutters also, which is even better. Azik l'shvichi l'azik l'mtifi, but I have a right to do it with leaders and gutters, where it only drips into your rishus in one spot. L'azik l'mtifi, I don't have a right to drip on your whole rishus. And again, Rabbi Yaisi says, I feel azik l'shvichi l'azik l'mtifi. And again, he could hear me, Amar Rav Nachman, azik l'shvichi l'azik l'mtifi, l'mtifi azik l'shvichi. Aval tzrifa d'orvini loy. Tzrifa d'orvini is worse. Tzrifa d'orvini is a roof where, in addition to the regular roof, you put on top of it some types of aravis or things that hold water, and that causes that it drips even after the rain stops. It continues to drip even later, so that nobody wants. So you have no chazaka for that. And that Rabbi Yosef says that even a fill of tzrifa d'orvini or vini of a Rabbi Yosef of the tzrifa d'orvini. We're going to have to understand this Tzrifa d'Orvini, Rabbi Yosef Shita. Where do you come that if I have a chazaka for less, I get a chazaka for more? It's very hard to understand it. But it's not shy to talk about the Gemara until we know what Chaskas Tashmishin is, how it works, and then we can try to understand Rabbi Yosef. So let's talk about Chaskas Tashmishin and the fact that it needs a lot of Hesber. Cheskes Kimoshalim, they are blot and blot and blot about. And Cheskes Tashmishin is Zayar Sham, a little piece of a sugi here, a little piece there. It's spread out throughout these couple of parakim. What is Cheskes Tashmishin? Cheskes Tashmishin is a new concept that if I am using your property, everyone agrees it's your property, I'm using it for my benefit, then after a certain point of time, I get a chazaka and you can't stop me. So, for example, I want to make an area in my driveway, and your wall is opposite my driveway, and I take a stick and I nail it into your house, or I tie it to your house, and I put up an area. And you come one day, you say, take it down. So there's a concept, there's a certain point, which we have to define, where you could no longer tell me to take it down. Gemara's case, I lean beams on your wall. I don't think that happens much with Manazeta. People lean beams on other people's walls. But if that were to happen, so at a certain point, which we're going to see in Machlokes Rishonim, at a certain point, you can't tell me, take it off, which is a chiddush atzum, the whole concept of Cheskes Tashmishin. It's a tremendous chiddush. And there are numerous examples of Cheskes Tashmishin sprinkled throughout these three parakim. There's a case of Ziz. A Ziz is, let's say, a porch. I have a property, my house has a line, my wall is along your property line, and I go and build a porch over the avir of your property. So I could have a chazaka for that. A chazaka for a ziz is a chazaka for something that goes into the air of your property, mamish. And now, after whatever time I get a chazaka, you can't tell me to take it away. That ziz, maschila is the Gemara's case, where I have water running down. Kaira is the case of the beam that I lean on your wall. Those three are usually mentioned together. Ziz, maschila, kaira, three examples of a chazaka I could have on your rishus. And that's called cheskes tashmish. The rishayim are split pretty evenly, as a matter of fact, about how to touch up poshut pshat in the sugya. On the board, I have four shittas that we went through. Nachlas David starts here with the fact that, well, he calls it three shittas plus a taisus on daflav gimel. But whoever starts the sugya starts with the fact that there are four shittas. But the ikur, it's split into two groups in the rishayim. By and large, it's the Gedalei Sfarad, the Rambam, the Ramban, against the Gedalei Ashkenaz, the Rosh, and the Balei Taisus, except that Rashi and the Rashbam seem to be caught somewhere in between. So it's a little hard not to start with Rashi, but we're going to have to not start with Rashi, because it's confusing. We have to start with the Shita of the what I call the Rambam and the Ramban, Rambam Ha'adayim, which is in the Ramban, and the Shita of the Rosh, which is the Rosh and Balei Taisus. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch consistently passes like the Rambam, Kedarkai. And this is not one place in Shulchan Aruch. This is five or six places in Shulchan Aruch, just like five or six places in these Parakim. It talks about different chazokas of Tashmishin, opening a window. You know, if I open up a window out into your property, and now you want to build a wall and right in front of my window, it's also an Indian of Cheskes Tashmishin. And the Shaila is, what is the sugya about? Now, you have to appreciate that there are two shittas, be'ikr, the two which are going to become four, but be'ikr, two shittas, two approaches to what the whole sugya is talking about. And the difference between them, if you think about halacha l'maisa, you'll realize in a minute, the difference between them, it's like one is saying it's a sugya in one side of the extreme and one on the other side. I'll explain to you. There are those shittas that hold that we're talking here about a type of cheskes gimel shavu, which we'll call the Rosh, the Muki Yosef, like I told you, the Gedalei Ashkenaz, the Balei Taisus, that hold that we're talking here about a type of cheskes gimel shavu. What is a cheskes gimel shavu? A cheskes gimel shavu, you all know, is a chazaka that comes with a taiva. I say I bought it from you. You say you didn't sell it to me. Who's right? If I do it for 3 years and you don't stab me, it's a raya that I'm right. That's what we've said, the whole cheskes habatim, what we learned, whatever the lumdus is, but you need gimel shanim and a taima, and then it's a raya that it's yours. That's one mahalach. Now, you realize immediately, let's say my example, I put up an eruv. I put up a lechi on my rishus, I put a lechi on your rishus, I didn't ask you anything, I assumed you're not mapped, and I tied it to your house, or nailed it into your house, and I put it there. And you didn't say anything for 10 years, and now you want me to take it down. According to the Rosh, you can tell me to take it down, even 10 years later. Unless I have to have a taina, I bought it from you, I paid you for the right to put the lechi there. Nobody today pays for such a right. So you see, according to the Rosh, many of the examples of cheskes tashmishin nowadays would fall away. Let's say, we'll have to talk about cheskes chalayim, but pashut. I have a window that looks out over your property, and now you build a wall. I have it already for 10 years. You're meichel to me, the right, to use your avir. According to the Rosh, nowadays, it would kamat never be such a taina. This whole sugya is kamat not lahalacha. Unless I taina that I paid you for the right to open a window over your rishus, or I paid you for a right to put up the lechi, or I paid you a right to put up the beam. But if I don't say I paid you, I just did it and you didn't say anything. Or I have now a sichsuch. What? Because amigo gives me a nemanis. So I could say, I have it here for 10 years. and believe me, because I have a meal, I say I bought it. So the neighbor says, I believe you, you have it here for 10 years. But still not yours. If you tiny, you bought it. If you tiny, you bought it, you'll be believed. But if you don't tiny, you bought it, if you mighty, you didn't buy it, why is it yours? I have a sesuf between two neighbors. They have a shared driveway. What in Brooklyn we call a wide driveway, like a double, the width of two cars, and big enough to play basketball. So there's a basketball hoop. Now one neighbor extended his house, and the garage is now a bedroom. His elderly mother moved in. And that whole back is where she's living. And the assumption is she wouldn't appreciate the basketball banging on her roof the whole day. And the other side, time is, you never say anything. We have the basketball court here for many years, never, a bunch of young boys. According to the Rosh, you can't get a Cheskes Teshmishin unless you're tithing, you pay them for it. According to the Rosh, all these cases, I want you to appreciate the difference between the two shitas. Unless you say, what do you mean, I paid you for it, then you have a right. But if you just didn't say anything, it's garnished. You need Gimel Shanin plus a tithing. That's the Rosh Hashita. The Rambam and the Ramban say, mamish the opposite. The Rambam and Ramban say, you don't need a tithe. You don't have to tithe anything. Just the fact that you let me do it means you are Michael. You aren't going to make a macha. You're not makpid. Once you're not makpid, I have a right to do it. And not only that, but Dr. Ramban, I don't even need 3 years. As long as I could show that I put up the lechi on your house, and you walked out and you saw it, and you didn't say anything, and you had an opportunity to say something, you didn't say anything, I have a right to keep on doing it. You see, hear what's going on here. According to the Rambam and the Ramban, the basketball court, the lechi, the bean, the window, all these things, I don't have to have a tithe. I could just say, look, I did it. You are Michael. You didn't say anything. You didn't say a word. Even less than 3 years, even right away, you are Michael me, and I can keep on doing it. You can't stop me.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that it's coming to us in the Chilo that it's going to be out there? You have to wait 3 years.
The Rambam says that the Mechila is La'alter, and as we have on the board, we do are going to have Shitas that mix the two, because they have the Rivam Shita and Rashi and the Rashbam Shita, which mix the two. But now, to talk about the two main Shitas, these are two Shitas brought in Shulchan Aruch. The two main Shitas are the Rambam Shita. You don't need a Taina, you don't need Gimel Shanin, and the Rosh and the Balei Taisis and Mukhi Yosef who say they give a Shana plus a Tanya. I hope you all appreciate the difference. I talk about a basketball court, you should right away identify with it. No? You immediately the difference is an astonishing difference. Two, one Soviet and two extreme Shitas. One that says there's like a double whammy. You know, he says you don't need, you don't even have to have a tithe, and it's immediate. And the other shita says, you can't just get a chazak on my shoes. You have to have a tithe, you bought it for me. And even then, you're not believed till after 3 years. You may need one of two questions, so explain.
Why is there an assumed mechila by a lefi?
Okay, this question needs a good hesber. And for now, let me explain the question, because it's the question in the sugya. I can only answer it halfway, which I'll get to shortly. But the question is the shtaka kasha. And of chavtes amet aleph, the Gemara said, why 3 years? So the Gemara said two svaras. We had on the board the arrows both ways. Forget about the arrows for now. The Gemara just said two svaras. The first thing the Gemara said is that this, the following is the fact. Shata kamaisa machal inish. Tarti machal. Proslay machal. There's such a mitzvah. Someone's in your house, and you're not using your house anyway. 1 year, you don't say anything. 2 years, you don't say anything. A third year you would say something. The only Gemara's kasha on that is that to go in honey, the Beibar al Yashiv, the Kapti, Afilaman the Chalaf Amitzrach, Imami, Ladeva Chazak. Of course, there are some people that are different. But the Gemara is masking that most people, Allah Dafka make a macha immediately. They let it ride. What? Where? Yes. The Gemara's kasha is that they are makbid right away, so by them it should be a chazaka once you see it one time, 1 year or 1 month, whatever it is, it should be a chazaka right away. So the Gemara has the other things. I'll start. Right. It's true. Okay, I'm combining the two lashitas, the machal and kapid, together. But you're right. Okay, I read the word machal, I should have read the word kapid. The point is, the first year a person is not makbid. I don't mean he's machal. He's mama makbid. Second year is not makbid. The third year he's makbid. He says something. So we have to figure this out. The Gemara is telling us, like the Rambam, that if someone lives in your house, you're not makbid the first year, you don't say anything. 2 years, you don't say anything. Third year, you say something. And if someone puts a beam on your wall, or a lechi on your house, or a window out to your shus, you would say something immediately. Now, why should it be that way? Why should there be a difference between someone living in my house, someone planting in my field? Well, 1 year I'm not makbid, 2 years I'm not makbid, 3 years I'm makbid. And if he doesn't live in my house, all he does is lean a beam on my house, or maybe play basketball in my driveway, so suddenly I am makbid. Why should it be that way? What? The Rambam says right away that you don't need the Mashiach. So I'm asking on the Rambam Shita, the other Shita is the same. On the Ramban, huh? What? It's going to do damage. It's going to do damage. I mean, the water dripping into my chatzar, it doesn't do damage, it limits my use of it. So maybe this is funny, because you would think everybody is going to ask this kasha. I don't know who is the kasha. It may be that the Chavtes is talking about a house that I'm not living in. So that's a house right now, you know, I bought it for investment, it's sitting there, I'm not living in it. So like I mentioned then, it's like Zenon of Zalachasa, you know, I'm a little chaser, but I'm living in my house, I don't have to say anything. And Agamar is talking about a house, perhaps, that I am living in. I'm living in the house, I wake up one morning, you put a beam on my wall. I wait 3 years.
The Lord has a living inside the house. And it says, every day I walked into my house, and actually was living there.
I said 3 years there too.
Yeah.
So then it needs a husband.
Why
Cheskes Karka is different than Cheskes Tashmishin in this aspect, which has to do with the Teva of people? Halachadika differences we can figure out. But you say a person does make a macha, a person doesn't make a macha. I don't know. The kasha needs an answer. I would think everybody would talk about it right away. It's not Shvar on the Rosh. Rosh and Taisis, it's good. They say it's 3 years. So the Agamar is the same. The Rambam and the Ramban, I don't know.
Even making that community stuff, the answer why over here you don't need a taina. Over here you don't need a taina.
So here you don't need a time, it's the assumption is he's Michael. Over there, what's the assumption? It's Michael.
So there, even at 3 years, you need a
time. You need a time. Why here you don't need a time?
Okay.
Where? Because the Tashmish, you mean? Tashmish, the Tashmish always needs a time. Well, they're really quick to everyone. In Chesabat, in the Gemara said, Chesabat. You don't have to start with a taina, it's true. But certainly it needs a taina there. And here the Rambam says it does need a taina. The reason the Rambam is saying here you don't need a taina, he's saying the taina is that you're Michael needs. nobody's meichel houses to people. But if you're meichel that you can put up a lechi, most people are. Meichel, you play basketball in the driveway, most people are. It's a normal thing to be meichel. But
I read the Pesach
document
and say that
the reason why I'm here
in the first place.
Right. And over here, it makes sense that you're here in the first place. Okay. So on that part, it's not so schwer that you don't need a time. You're only 3 years. Okay, this is the Sugya Festus Tashmishin, the two Shitas. Mechaber is easy. The Mechaber passes like the Rambam. The Ramah, we're going to have to see how the Ramah passes. We'll leave that with Mr. Shem tomorrow. We'll do the Ramah. You have to look to, for tomorrow at Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, the Smas of Katan Lamed Beis, which is the Indian of how we paskin in this Machlaikas, which, like I said, we're not going to get into today. The Smas of Katan Lamed Beis, and then there's Nesivus on the Smas as well. Just let me look around, you'll find yet more on it. But that we leave for tomorrow. In the Sheet of the Rambam, and the Ramban, that the Cheskes Tashmishin is immediate.
Mm-hmm.
We have to come back to a klal that we mentioned numerous times, that Mechila is not a kinyan. Which means to say, let's say I owe you money and you meichel me, so you can't change your mind. Once you meichel me, it's finished. I don't need a kinyan. Right? I owe you money, there's a shibud to you. You meichel a shibud. Mechila works for shibud. As soon as you say, I meichel you, then whatever I owed you, poof, it disappears, finish. But something that needs a kinyan, mechila doesn't help for. If you tell me that, let's say you gave me your pen, I used your pen, and you say, you meichel, you don't need the pen back. You could change your mind until I do a kinyan. Calls a man, I'm not kind of the pen. It's still your pen. Mechila doesn't create a kinyan. If I mechil you something, I can change my mind later if it needs a kinyan. Until I'm kind of, mechila doesn't do anything until I do a kinyan on it. You all know that people could change their mind. Calls a man, there's no kinyan. Calls a man, there's no kinyan, things are not found, except how alone, Shiva, the Shiva, the Mechila helps. But kinyanim doesn't work with Mechila. Mechila. Let's say I tell you, crack susi, I give you the right to rip up my baguette, I give you the right to break my window. So later I could change my mind. I could say I retract. Because you weren't kind to my window, you weren't kind to my baguette. It just gave you a right to do something. Memela, Frechtik Tzais, Kufnum Gimel, Sivkatn Gimel. What's shot in the Rambam? What's shot in the Rambam? I went and I put up a beam on your wall. I went and I put up a roof against your wall. And I kind of, you're Michael. You saw it, you're Michael. Eshkayach, he was Michael. So now he changed his mind. He said, listen, till now I don't mind. And now I mind. Just like I said, krak susi. I give you permission to rip up my baguette. So if you rip up my baguette, you're part of it. If I come one day, I say, no more permission. I change my mind. It's over. So bishlam like the rush that Asug is talking about buying something. I say, I bought it from you. That's a kinyan. I tell you, I bought it from you and now it's mine. It's a kinyan, I get to keep it. But like the Rambam and the Ramban, who have this chiddush that cheskes tashmishim works just because I say you saw it and you didn't say anything, so you are meichel. So my mishnah, why can't he change his mind? Where was there a kinyan? Where did someone do a kinyan that it becomes his? Nothing. Where's the kinyan? I play basketball in your driveway, or I put up a lechi on your wall. Where is there a kinyan? As I pray to Tzais, the Nachlas David, the Sivis, everybody jumps and they ask this kasha under Rabban Shita, that without a kinyan you could change your mind.
Once I put up the wall, whatever I do, I have a word to remove it. And now I have a field to take care of, I have a field to remove it. I'm damaging your field. You're responsible for the back to you. The dual of the field, I can't do it. You can tell me if you're going to the back field, but once you've got the back to you, you have to write it. Why not?
Why mechila should work? Well, why can't you retract your mechila? Why is it different than cracks?
If you have a gemara, you can't be mechila that I can take. But if I took your gemara, thinking that it's mine, and you say, oh, no, don't worry, it's mine, but I'm mechila, you can have it.
I can still retract until you do a kinyan. I can say, I'm mechila, keep the gemara. Until you do a kinyan on the gemara, I can change my mind.
But I'm constantly holding it.
So you're constantly holding it, but the minute you're saying you're doing a kinyan. Which kinyan? On the Gemara, you're doing kinyan Akbar. Here on the Chatz, which kinyan is he doing on the Chatz? Kesef, Shtar, what's he doing?
I have a kinyan to fix it. He's moichel my kinyan to fix it. I put windows in a place that's overlooking his Chatz. So now I'm looking straight into his Chatz. So I have a kinyan.
You're not here to fix it. So he'll tell you. Well, he wants to put up a wall opposite your window. He wants to put up a house, and you won't be able to you won't have the air of his yard anymore. I'm not telling you you have to be misalik. I'm telling you that what I till now is my for you. I didn't care you had a window into my rishos, and now I do care. What type of chazaka? Can you chazaka mean? The what? Okay. The question is, maybe it's a king of chazaka. So how is it a king of chazaka? By putting the beam on the wall, that itself is a king of chazaka. The Ktzai says, is a machlaikis, the Rambam against the Raivin in the Rambam, how king of chazaka works. Right? We had the Kinyan Chazaka in Karaka, the Gemara calls Noal Gadar Uparatz. Noal Gadar Uparatz means if I buy a field from you, I put up a fence, or I put on a lock, so that is a Kinyan Chazaka. That's a Kinyan Chazaka. The Rambam Shita is that to do a Kinyan Chazaka, it's enough Achilas Peiris. That's also a Kinyan Chazaka. I'm not just Gimel Shana. It's about a Kinyan. Right, Kaka Nitna Bekesef, Bishtar Bechazaka. A Kenyan Chazaka of Chazaka of acquiring something, which the Gemara says works with no other aparat. I put up a fence, I change the lock. Zokta Rambam, Achilas Peris is also a Kenyan Chazaka. Using it as a Kenyan Chazaka. We actually had this in the Sechtes Gidden, goes back many years, in Perek HaZayrik. Yeah, well, Gemara had a story about a man that was a Shechid Meira on Shabbos. He was dying. And there was a get. And he couldn't give the get to his wife. It was Shabbos. So it's Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi says he couldn't give the get to his wife because the get is Muktzah. And Rashbam said because they couldn't carry. The get was in a different building. And they couldn't carry it to Mechuzah. There was obviously no area in town. And they couldn't carry him. For whatever reason, he couldn't give the get. He's dying. His wife was going to be in Agula. The brother, they could know where the brother was for Yibum. So Rava gave them an Eitzah. Remember the Eitzah? The Eitzah was that in whichever house the get was, the lady should go and do Kinyan Chazaka. And be kind of the house, and Agav the house should be kind of the get. And the Gemara, they were saying that the get works with Kinyan Agav. That's what Gemara is bringing the story. Now, Fayin Zayin, I think, right at the beginning of Azariah, that, remember the story, anybody? What he is. That you can give the get by being mapped in the house to the lady. She'll do Kinyan Chazaka. So the Rosh said, on Shabbos? What you going to do? Put up a fence? Change the lock on Shabbos? So the Rosh said, from here we see that Kinyan Chazaka is enough. You open the door, you close the door, you go in and out. You use it, that's a good enough for Kinyan Chazaka. The like the Rashbam in Cheskes Habatim, I think in the daf we stopped on Daf Mem Beis, the Rashbam says you have to mamish build a wall, you have to put on a lock. But like the Rosh, no, not like the Rashbam. It's enough to just use it the normal way. That's a Kinyan Chazaka. Zotik Tzais, like this Shita, which is the Rambam Shita and the Rosh of Perek HaZayrik, is very good. If I use your house for my lechi. If I use your house for my bean, if I use your house for my basketball court, that is a kinyan chazaka. That's a kinyan in your karka. Now your house didn't become mine, but I have a kinyan in your house for putting beans, for putting lechis, etc. So like the Rambam, the kasha is his answer. The kasha of the Rambam was, that's good, he was Michael. But where's the kinyan? Zakta k'tzais, like the Rambam, it's good. But, like the Ramban learns our Gemara the same as the Rambam. He also learns that it works with Mechila. And the Ramban Shita is that, for Chazaka you need Nalgadar or Paratz. To be kind of house, you need a major Maisa Chazaka. So Abizai, the Kasha comes back. How did you do a Kinyan? It's only a Mechila. According to the Rambam, the fact that I use your Rishus is enough of a Kinyan. Yeah. The fact that I use your Rishus, that's enough of a Kinyan in your Rishus.
Why isn't that Gemara?
The Gemara there said that if a person needs to pay, it's a chazaka. The what? He's talking about Kinyan Chazaka there. Kinyan Chazaka to build a wall. So what type of Kinyan Chazaka is it talking about? The Gemara describes the Kinyan Chazaka. So what's the Kinyan? Kinyan is... Oh, is that a Tesh Shalai? Yeah, what did Rashi say? Rough a bit for it. It means he dug a little bit. So it could be... The stump, each sheet will have to touch it his way. That he did some type of a Maisa Kinyan, either Hishtamshas or more than Hishtamshas. If from Rashi it's a Rashi, it's Marva. And for the Ktsais, a Chiddush. When you read the Ktsais, it sounds like it's a Chiddush. They set up Yisvara, actually has a Raya. Gemara says in Daf Kuf that if you have a vineyard, and I have a right to walk through your vineyard. Shvil Shalkranen. I have a right, either I buy a right, or I yomaychum me a right, to walk through the vineyard. The Gemara says, everyone's maida b'shvil Shalkranen, hayov v'nasa lehiloch nikna behiloch. That you can be kind it just by using it. It sounds like the Rambam. You can do a kinyan chazaka just by using it. Zatik tzais, the Ramban only, and the Raya only argue, they say, by using something, you're not kind of the house. You're not kind of the field, just by using it. But to be kind of a schus ishtamshus, to be kind of a right to use it, that, even the Ramban and the Raya are made that you could be kind of with ishtamshus. In other words, there's no machlaikis. Everyone will hold, in the Rambam Shita, that the ishtamshus is a king. It's very interesting, the Ktsai seems to say this with Svaras Atzmai. There's a Nesivus later in Kuf Tzadik Beitz of Katan Vav. So he's got a totally different thing, and he says the same exact Kiddush. But you know, when you have a Kasha, and he says a Teretz, it sounds like he's saying the Teretz because he has to answer the Kasha. You know, that's the taste. Nesivus, though, says it in a totally different case. Nesivus says, he's talking about when you rent an apartment, you're a tenant. You rent an apartment. Again, somebody we discussed many, many times. I don't remember which year, now. I'm sure we discussed it this year. There's a shaila if a tenant has a kinyan in the goof of the house, but only has a right to use the house. And you're a tenant, the house belongs to you for 2 years? Well, you have a right to use the house for 2 years. Serious is kind of, serious is not kind of, a separate shaila. The Siva says, let's say Schirus you hold is not Kaina. You don't own the house for 2 years. How are you Kaina, Schirus? You rent me a house for 2 years. How do I do a Kinyan? You could change your mind, right? That's our cloud. Without a Kinyan, you could change your mind. What's a Kinyan of a tenant in a house? How does a tenant do a kinyan in a house? Zabdin the Sivis. By starting to use it. He only has to be kinder than Hishtamshis, the right to use it. So if you start to use it, you're kinder than Hishtamshis. Hishtamshis is a kinyan for a Slis Hishtamshis. And he says, Kamoi, in Baba Basra Davab, just like by Hurdi, according to the Rambam, he says, Madame Mamish to the Tzai. So just like over here, like the Rambam, if you use it, you're kinder. Who I did by Sirius, by using it, you're kinder. So you have the Tzais and the Sivis coming from two directions, saying the same klal. So, it seems the halacha, the klal is correct, even though we have some kashas on it, but it's kind of. Because, alright, so that really depends on what, how kinyan ishtay chazaka works. The question why you shouldn't be kind of the goof of the house, only the ishtamshus. So, it's a little complicated, but when we learned kinyan chazaka, we learned, Eben Ozel said, that kinyan chazaka works, I'll tell you what's by this. You're showing the world, your world, you're the balabas. So if you change the lock, you build the gate, you're showing the world that you own the place. If you live there, you're showing the world, you have a right to live there. If I put a beam on your wall, I'm not showing the world. Achilles Hishtamshus doesn't show that it's mine. It shows that I have a right to use it. That's the reason for this thing. So, what we're walking away with, like this, and Lahalacha we're going to accept Tzais Nesivis, even though I'm going to have to do a kasha on it in a minute, but we're going to accept the Tzais Nesivis. And again, we're learning Pshat Necheskes Tashmishin. We didn't even get to Agumar. Just the Taich of Cheskes Tashmishin, which is not the major sugya is not in any one place. Above the Vas, it's a few places. Cheskes Tashmishin works like the Rosh with Gimel Shavim plus a Taina that I bought it, that you gave it to me. Like the Rambam, it works with Mechila, and it's a Kinyan because using it is automatically a Kinyan. Now there is a Kasha that says to see this. Reb Shmuel asked the kasha that every kinyan needs das makne. It's not enough, not das kaina. You need das makne. By chazaka, we usually require the seller to say leich chazek tikni. He has to say go do a chazaka leich chazek tikni. It's a problem here. Here, when I put up my aliens. I knock the lechi into your house, or I put up a bina and leave it on your house, or I put up a basketball court and I play there. You didn't tell me leich chazek tikni. You didn't say leich chazek tikni. Where's the das makna? Now you don't have to say the words leich chazek tikni, but you have to say something to show that you're a makna. So it's a bit of a problem here. It's hard to understand where there's a makna. What?
You
saw it and he was quiet, so that means he's not. It means he's not there?
No, the first one, I mean.
He walked by, you saw them play bull, and say anything. He saw a bean, he didn't say
anything. And then second time they play bull, they made a bean.
But who said he's willing to be Machna? By me, if somebody did something in my yard, I don't say anything. What incentive in the world do I have to be Machna anything? I don't mind that he plays, I'll let him play. But why would anyone think I'm going to be machne to him the right? Why would I do that? I have to be a little insane to do it. I'm getting nothing in return. And I'm a nice neighbor. I'm letting him play ball. Why should I be machne to him the right? And what you're saying is that I'm saying I can't retract. Once you play ball, I can't retract. Truth is, with a beam, it's a little easier. So with a beam, I know you're investing money and building up your thing, so maybe if I'm quiet, I'm machne. But not in all these cases. I don't know the answer. And there are those who want to go with Nupshatim. But in my world, the Tzais Nesivis finally agree on something. The Stam Da'aloch is like them. And we don't have Klar, anybody who argues. So we're going to assume, like the Tzais Nesivis, we have a Kasha. No. It's not the first time I had a Kasha, and later on I found that, like, there was a stack of Kasha, they didn't answer to. I'm not sure what the answer is in this case. Needs an answer, but we're going to go with the Tzais Nesivis. This is how we're going to learn, even though there is another Mahalach. If you look at Rav Shmuel, There is another Mahalos, it may even be a Rishon, he brings a Rashman that Chavches, but we're going to go with the Tzitzis Sifis, as far as the Halach. So again, what I told you now is Pshat. And this is something that you should Chazarain, you should know. Pshat, Pshat in the Chestis Tashmishin, Kamal Abad, this comes up all the time. And the truth is, I've already had it. When somebody came over to me and had a taina on a neighbor, you know, doing something, and I start talking to him about the sugya, and he's a tamafachan, and I don't know why, he didn't even think about the fact that maybe I'm tackling it. It's a question of Cheskes Tashmishin. The assumption is, you know, I let him play ball till now, so now I'm stopping him. Echetaisi, they did it 3 years, they didn't say anything. So, the basics of Cheskes Tashmishin, you have to have klar, and now we can move to try to see what the other shittas are, but everything else is the pilpul of the sugya. The pshat, even though it took Kamat the whole shia just to tell you pshat, this is pshat, this is a gemara, the yasai, leitum mahalchim. Two totally different hezbeirim in the gemara, totally rochik b'zeh mizeh, and again, the mechaber passes like the Rambam, the Ramah in Kufnan Gimel brings both shittas, and how he meets the paskin is the sma, which we'll get to. Which we'll get to Mr. Shem tomorrow. Now we turn to why am I putting the Rosh and Balei Tosfos together? I don't mean Tosfos. Tosfos in the Yamid Beis is the Rashbam, which is in between Shita. But I'm calling it the Balei Tosfos because the placemen called it the Rosh and the Balei Tosfos. Tosfos, okay. Well, Tosfos of Gimel. That's typically called the Rivam Shita. It's a Das Yachid. And well, the Tosfos Yamid Beis of Avraham Beis means the Rashbam Shita, which is the in between Shita, which we're gonna see. Actually, both in between Shitas are brought in Tosfos. So we'll have to get to it. When I say the Rosh and Balei Tosfos, that's the way the Pesukim Sma refers to it that way. Now let's look at Rashi. Rashi asked the Kohurdi. Rashi goes in between. Let's see Rashi. Azek Lohurdi. Kol Chazakis Halolo. You have it, the sixth wide line. Kol Chazakis Halolo Dishmaitzin Einam Chazakis Sholishan. Vlesher Sholishanim Elagabi Cheskes Karka. It's not Shayaches Sholishanim only by Cheskes Karka Shemazi Besodacha Ve'evayim Lekastim Mucha. Aval Hocha the Cheskes Tashmishim Ba'alma Mayri Shemishtamish Besodacha Ve'evayim. Who's that like? She says you get a chazok in 1 year. It's like, right? Anybody home? Huh? Rashi says chazok in miyad. Seems tall, like the Rambam, the Rambam Shita. Look at the next line. The Muchel Kamon, the Aminu Chaver B'Tin, allows to have a Chazaka. The Raif in the Yom Beis, we'll get to on the Yom Beis. But Tamom Shem the Aminu, Lo Shavik Inish Lo Shtamish B'Tev Shalai Tashmi Shal Kriyas B'Lei Rishusai. Mamish the Rambam. He wouldn't let other people use it without his Rishus. He came in the Mishtam Yisrael Lefana B'Shaisik, Yishlem Yilat Rishus Mimenu, Oy Nosan Lai Mamin Amach Alay Tashmi Zeh. Hani Mili Da B'Chazaka K'gayim Shem Tayin. Hu Mach Alay Oy Nosan Lai. Who's that like? It's only a Chazaka if you tie I bought it from him, or he gave it to me as a gift. So that's not like the Rebbe. That's like the Rosh. Look at Yosef. Rashi is in between. Rashi says it's Chazaka Miyad, but you must have a taina that he sold it to you or he gave it to you. Could be Rashi holds that the taina of Mechila, either there's no assumption of Mechila, or Mechila needs a kinyan. He says, no. You don't need Shalosh Shanim. It's right away. But a time. You need a time. That's Rashi. So Rashi is different than all of the other Ashkenazic Rishayim. And Rashi says, he agrees you need a time. He doesn't know Mechila is enough. Like the Rambam and the Ramban. However, Zakhtar Rashi, he has a Chazaka Laalter. You know, numerous stiras in Rashi. The Rashbam on the Aleph Amid Beis said the same thing. And Tosfos on the Amid Beis brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmuel the same thing. Miyad, you need a taima. Miyad, and you need a taima. Problem is that Rashi on Zayin Amid Aleph, if you look at the Rashi, Bidinat Shai, it's two thirds down the page in Rashi. It says you don't have a chazaka that your window, the light goes into your window, you don't have 3 years. It's less than 3 years. Rashi there says that when I open a window and I get a chazaka that you can't build a wall and block my light, Rashi says you need 3 years. Confused theory in Rashi. What? So you want to say a chiluk between the two? But the chiluk is going to have to cover all the stiras. There's another stira in Chesam and Beis, and there I don't think your chiluk is going to help you. The Mishnah on Nun Chesam and Beis is talking about a marzav. Like Adamara, Hamarzev Emle Chazaka V'Yeshlo Mekayim Chazaka Amasilo Yeshlo Chazaka. Certain things don't have a Chazaka, certain things do have a Chazaka. So the Rashbam there says, in the second of the middle sized lines, Emle Chazaka De'Ena Dava Kavua V'Mhezegai Bal Hagag Gimel Shanim V'Tolei Sevay Bechaz Chaveray Eni Yachalit En Exacti. There he names on the Chazaka is 3 years. And there is also talking about letting the water pour out into someone's rishos. It says it again in the first Rashbam on the Gemara. Second Rashbam. The Hizzi by Gimel Shah in the first Rashbam. In my marzim munach barash the raimi shalom achila v'shef v'shamayim the Hizzi by Gimel Shah and the Chazaka because whatever reason. But again in names on Tashmish is Gimel Shah. I mean the Rashbam, this is a Rashbam, but the Rashbam Mem Aleph Amid Bay said like our Rashi. So there are a number of theorists which everybody asked, and the open any sefer they asked this kashya. On Mem, on Nun Zayin, Eldvarm Shesham Chazaka. Kloimer, Elu Minei Tashmishin. The Amir Kosher Mishtah Mishal Chavei, right? Mishtah Mishal Lashan, but let me Chabay Yesh Lechazak. It's more clear in that, Rajbam. And Zayin Amir Aleph. Taka more clear. So that also seems to be a stira in Rashi and Rajbam, which is a problem, because we spent the whole first part of Shir explaining the Rosh's Mahalach, which makes a lot of sense. The Rambam, the Ramban, at least when we finished, makes a lot of sense. And then we have Rashi, with an in-between shita. The truth is, when you look back at the way we explained the Rashbam, Mem Aleph Amid Beis, the way we're going to explain Rashi, Rashi shita makes the most sense of all. Because to answer Rashi, everyone brings the Torah. The Torah says, 1 minute, what was the reason for Cheskes Gimel Shanim, according to the end of the Gemara on Chav Tet? Because Shalai Shanim is Darin Ish B'Shtaret. Because people watch Shtaret for 3 years. So it's up to Torah, Pashim. There are certain things that when you buy them from your neighbor, you have a Shtar. Right? Rashi Sheet is you need a Tiger, like the Rush. Certain things you write a Shtar. If I go to my neighbor and I buy a right to lean a beam on his house, I would go and write out a shtar and write it out. If I had with my neighbor a right to let the water of my roof drip onto him, so maybe I wouldn't write a shtar. Well, that's why I'm not a messy. I'm not going to write a shtar. Certain things do have a shtar. Certain things don't. It depends each place and each time. So Rashi Shita is, things that you normally write a shtar for in Yifeskes Gimel Shana. In the time, where's your shtar? Things that you don't write, normally write a shtar for, it's right away. There's no time to raise your shtar. It's so gishmak. Matter of fact, once you hear it, it's hard to know why the Rosh doesn't hold this one. The 3-year number is because that's the way people for shtar is. So the number 3 years, so Rashi holds like the Rosh, the 3 years. But only on things that you write shtar is for. On things you don't write shtar is for. And our Gemara, apparently, I don't know why, their times, putting a beam they didn't write shtar is for. And letting water drip they didn't write shtar is for. Something you don't write shtar is for, that's different.
Only throwing the second way.
What?
Only throwing the second way.
That's only throwing the second way. That the source is the writing of shtar is the finami, which the Rosh didn't hold them in. So we'll get to that. That's why the Rosh doesn't hold them in. But our Koponim, so now we have a third very sensible shita. Rashi be'etzem holds like the Rosh. But, like all the other G'dayli Ashkenaz, he holds like that. He just says, 1 minute, that's only the things you write shtaris for. Things you don't write shtaris, the number 3 years is irrelevant. The whole number 3 years, according to this tzad, comes to the fact people watch shtaris for 3 years. So maybe it doesn't apply. So these are the three shittas in the Gemara. And I hope by the time you walk into Shir tomorrow, you'll have these three shittas. Sorry, we have the Rivan shita, the fourth shita, which is not as much an ikker. So I hope you have it all clear, Mitzvah Hashem, and tomorrow we'll pick up.